This Family of Autos, Brad Dungis. And Brad, I know a lot of things going on in our community, and just news-wise this week, since I'm going to start with your association with the Price Tower, and hopefully we'll get to blow that horn a little bit too. But
that's great. Good place to start. It's a big week, a big year for the Price Tower. You know, we had our friends from the tower on last week, and
right.
kind of had to keep this news out of the show.
It's always rough. And as a news person, yes, I knew it. But the tower had asked, we would like to make a coordinated announcement.
Uh-huh.
And can you? And, of course, unless there's a compelling news reason to jump the gun, why, no, there's no problem at all. Let's just hold on and let you make that announcement.
So the news was, of course, that we did select Scott Ambler to be our executive director at the Price Tower Art Center. I'm so excited about the decision. You know, Scott brings not only his architectural experience and business management experience,
mm-hmm.
he brings his demeanor and leadership, which anyone who's dealt with Scott understand his ability to bring people together and to create a vision for something, both in an architectural project, but also in other projects, whether it's been for the school system or for the Boys and Girls Club, and for years for the Price Tower, for OK Mozart, for everyone, for so many organizations in our community. And when he applied, you know, we were kind of surprised, really. He's been a member of our board, and, you know, our interim director was a member of the board who resigned and was served for almost a full year, Byron Bowles,
mm-hmm.
as the executive director, and really helped us shore things up, improve our service level. Byron's experience as the owner of hotels and restaurants proved invaluable in our management of the hotel and restaurant, and we really have focused hard on creating better service and a better experience for our guests, because the hotel and restaurant really aren't, you know, for-profit things at the Price Tower. They are part of our delivery of the experience of the tower to
mm-hmm.
people, right? I mean, so it's important that it be a living building and all that. Anyway, back to Scott.
And you've got all these neat rooms. You might as well use them.
Yeah, we want to use them, and we want to get people into them. So, and I think some people get that disconnect. Anyway, Byron did a great job getting that to that point, and now we're ready to enter our 60th year to celebrate that great anniversary of the tower's building and have a new phase and new leadership and really moving on into great things with the World Heritage nomination and stuff this year that we'll find out more about. It's really been a great year.
And I know it's been part of the story, but I want to at least bring the circle on around. Yes, he will continue as president of Ambler Architects.
Yeah.
His office is in the building already, so I don't know how he's going to work it, run across the hall or whatever. But
well, we've worked that out, and the board is very comfortable with that. I know his intentions over time and his focus will be on the Price Tower, but he obviously has his firm, and I think they actually work really well together. The truth is that the employees of his firm are very excited about this, obviously. They understand as well as anyone the value of what we have there because they're working in the architecture profession. It really is the only building of its type in the world, and really does stand out, truly unique thing in the world, and it's right here in Bartlesville, so
yeah.
I mean, it's really exciting. Anyway, we're so happy to have Scott. Our gala is coming up Saturday night.
Tickets are still available,
are still
I assume.
Available. I think you can call the tower and arrange to get those. So not very many, but if you want a ticket, I would call soon.
It is a fun event. You need to be there.
Great, great fundraiser, great auction items, great silent end and live auction, and great dancing. Lots of fun. Everyone will be having a great time. So that's Saturday night at the community center. There's a VIP reception at 6:00, and then the main event will start at 7:00.
Okay. But do we want to talk cars or go directly to?
Well, we do have another guest here, and there's another event before we get into the weekend. We love to talk about OK Mozart, and so I know you all know that tonight is the big night for the announcement
our
of our
launch party
of
right.
what's going to happen this summer at OK Mozart. So I've got Randy Thompson here. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm going to segue from automobiles
okay.
to OK Mozart.
That works
okay?
for me. Yeah.
Because I want to thank Brad personally because over the last 32 years, Dungis Autos has donated virtually tens of thousands of dollars of automobile rentals that he has just given us automobiles to use for the orchestra and guest artists. And we would not be here today if it weren't for people who have stuck with us for that many years. And we won't have as many needs this year as we've had in the past. But it's one of those things that cannot go without saying, well, because it's been a fantastic gift. And he hasn't, you know, dropped down like many other of our larger corporations who have merged and gone through a different life. They're now different companies, and they you know, they're kind of weaning us off, and I understand that. But Brad has not done that. He has stuck with us the entire time, and I just want to personally thank you for that, Brad.
Thank you, Randy.
You're a great partner.
I appreciate your acknowledging that. The truth is, of course, you know, it's a give and take thing that we, you know, we love OK Mozart. We're so glad that the event is here. We think it really gives to the community and makes everyone, makes our community better. And that's why we do things. And, you know, it is, we are all Bartlesville. Yep. And so we don't really think,
you know,
about
the only reason that I decided in 2013 to accept the board's offer to become executive director is that it's absolutely essential that we keep OK Mozart in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. We can't let another city have it. It means $3 million a year in economic impact to Bartlesville and the region, and it's simply a must that we keep this festival going. And so we've arrived now, I think, at a way of doing the festival that will sustain itself for another 30 years. That is that our theme is Mozart and his musical airs, which broadens our context, but keeps Mozart as the root. And we're also, in our mission statement, we've added a sentence that says that we're here to grow Oklahoma musicians at all levels, including citizen musicians. And we're doing that. And I think people are kind of leery, but let me give you a couple of examples of Oklahoma musicians, because we often think that New Yorkers have these huge credentials that cannot be overcome by a mere Oklahoman. Okay?
Right.
Well, let me tell you, we have this year as one of our main chamber music artists, Amy Lee Chang. Amy Lee Chang has been an Oklahoman for many years. She doesn't live in the state currently, but she's been educated. She grew up in Oklahoma. She's been a member of the Oklahoma Symphony. She's a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music, the Yale University School of Music, the New England Conservatory, and her principal teachers have been the most famous in the world. She was head of the piano division of Oklahoma City University.
Huh.
Now, this is a world-class person. She's also served as assistant professor at Oklahoma State University. So we're drawing some great people. Here's another, Chad Burrow. He's a former principal clarinetist of Oklahoma City Oklahoma City Philharmonic. He's played all over the world. He's played with the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Society. I mean, these are people that we are using this year that are the best that you can have. Gregory Lee, currently on the faculty at Oklahoma City University, the concertmaster of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. Gregory holds a degree from Juilliard, where he studied with Dorothy DeLay. Dorothy DeLay is one of those icons of the violin world. Any violinist know if you get to study with Dorothy DeLay, you're in an elite group of people. He lives in Oklahoma City, concertmaster of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. He's born in Sydney. He's got a doctorate in music. He's played all over the world. His credentials matches any violinist in the entire world. And he's played everywhere. San Francisco, Chicago, California, New York, Lincoln Center. And here he is, right in Oklahoma. We have missed this for so many years that it's time that we realize that Oklahoma is a place where these players are coming. Why? Because Oklahoma is new to the arts. We do not have orchestras that are tenured in. These people can find jobs in Oklahoma where they can't find jobs other places, and jobs that are accompanied then with major universities that allow them to have a real income and still maintain their art.
And an impact on our state,
and it,
not unlike what Mozart has done all along, which
and
is
these
to
are
expose
young,
people to the
and,
arts.
And yeah. So we're discovering these people, and I discovered them because I happened to have the pleasure of playing in the Signature Symphony in Tulsa. I got to know the symphony players in the Tulsa Symphony over the last 15 years, and realized, in getting to know them personally, that they come from great places. They have world-class credentials. And so this is our cause now. Mm-hmm. It's the only difference between a New York musician and an Oklahoma musician is New Yorkers get to play every day. There is something for them to do every day. Our musicians don't have as many opportunities. Well, OK Mozart can do something about that. In fact, with the direction we're taking now, we have extended the seasons of the Tulsa Philharmonic and the Signature Symphony by a whole month. That is huge in the symphony world. Mm-hmm. This and all that money stays in the state now. Our economic impact is going to double because the money does not go out of the state.
Oh, that's an interesting approach, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean... I have never been so excited about what we're doing, and I think once people hear that first downbeat in our hall from the Signature Symphony, they're going to say, "Oh my goodness!"
You
know. And the video that we have tonight is one that I've worked on all fall. I wrote the script. I picked the tracks. I picked most of the pictures, although the gal that helped me with it picked some really outstanding pictures, too. I went first to Jerry Poppenhaus. We were having a lot of fun working on this, and his software broke. He couldn't replace it. So he knew someone in town by the name of Christy Hewitt, whose husband is a new faculty member at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. She took it from there, and she has produced an absolutely world-class video. It's the best one you will ever have seen at OK Mozart, bar none. And if you aren't excited after you see this video,
so that we've talked about the vision, and now you're going to announce
tonight
we're going to
announce the whole thing. And one of the things that I'm going to announce tonight is that in the past we've had 5 chamber music seatings. This year we have 10. We have 5 with our regular world-class, which I'm not
ensemble,
going to announce,
whoever they are.
Ensemble.
Yeah.
And then 5 with these world-class Oklahoma City performers. We have 3 of them that are string-oriented, and for the first time in the history of Mozart, we have 2 brass-oriented chamber music programs. The first one is Bach to Broadway. The second one deals with a pre-Mozart composer by the name of Giovanni Gabrieli. And he's one I asked them specifically to play, and it's going to be antiphonal brass, with a group of brass in front of you and a group of brass behind you, and they're going to play back and forth. It's so exhilarating, and it's music of the kings. It's royal music. It's really going to be exciting. And I think I let the cat out of the bag some weeks ago, but Anne-Marie McDermott is our final piece. And the reason I brought Anne-Marie McDermott is because it pays tribute. She pays tribute to the first 31 years of festivals that we had New Yorkers.
Right.
We will do this every year. We're not giving up.
Connections to
the
past. The
connection is still there,
but
we can't bring them all at once anymore.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring them 1 or 2 at a time every year, stay connected with our roots, but we're going to bring the best of the best,
right,
just like we have the best of the best in Oklahoma. So it's going to be a really exhilarating night.
That sounds great.
We've already sold hundreds of tickets. You can get tickets at the door. $15 includes includes the food, the drink, which includes champagne, and tonight we'll be selling season tickets at a launch party price, which is
big
another
savings.
Big savings.
It's much more than your entry.
It's another 10% off, and it's a huge savings from the regular season price.
Isn't that you typically the best price of the year?
It's only for one night. Yeah. We will not offer it again. This is the only night you can get that extra 10% off. And then we will be selling our season tickets to chamber music because we have limited seating. Ambler Hall, where we'll be at this year, only holds 100 people. I anticipate we're going to sell out. You need to get your tickets tonight.
Awesome.
There's no way about it. And that's why I added another seating. Yeah. You won't hear the same music, but you'll be able to hear great chamber music. So we have room for 200 people in chamber music. Next year, if we have to add a third seating, we'll do that.
Exciting. How have things been going at Ambler Hall? That's a new thing. Some people may not have heard
about it. Four concerts.
Uh-huh.
We've averaged about 50 people. We have a concert series coming up in the spring with three concerts. We're having a group called Trio Antigua, mm-hmm, from the University of Central Oklahoma, harpsichord and strings. Then we have a group from Nashville coming, the Birchfield Brothers. Very entertaining, completely different from anything. Well, they have smoke machines. I mean, they have comedy. They play serious stuff, gospel. Very gifted. A very, very unique sound. Fun. I've heard them do a full program. It's three steps above what you'd get in Branson. It's that quality.
Huh.
And then our last concert of the year in May is by Rob Conway. Rob Conway grew up and graduated from Edison High School in Tulsa, and he is now the pianist for the Detroit Symphony. We're gonna be looking for people who grew up in Oklahoma, got their education in Oklahoma, but have gone on to major symphonies. And we've got slews of them, mm-hmm, yeah, that we need to recognize. We're a state that you go to any major symphony in the United States, you are going to find an Oklahoman who has simply made it by sheer talent, drive, and we do have what's necessary in Oklahoma to create great musicians. And then they can go on to a conservatory after that and get the rest of their training. But Rob is going to play a piano program, all piano, and he has discovered, of all things, three pieces of music that Goff wrote, the architect.
Oh, cool.
We have so many Goff houses, and he's going to play them on this concert.
That'll be
so
fun.
I mean, we're finding... Now people are coming to us.
Yeah, well,
which is really neat.
That's really exciting for OK Mozart because you've really transitioned from an event
Stuff is going to migrate out of Oklahoma, mm-hmm, once they discover that Goff has written music. There are other places that are interested in Frank Lloyd Wright, mm-hmm, and Goff.
Yeah.
Our stuff is going to get imported to another state.
Awesome.
And so we're going to be known more and more as innovators, people who are researching, and the reason is we're young. Yeah. We don't have anything hanging over us that keeps us stuck in a mold.
Speaking of being young, and historically the festival, as far as I know, has always catered at some point in time to student musicians as well, from the No Cleft Left Behind to the seminars, the master classes,
yes,
with musicians and that
and
sort.
Then we started, of course, 2 years ago, the All-State Youth Orchestra.
Right.
And this year we interfere with Quartz Mountain, but I've invited our alumni who are now in college from our previous two All-State orchestras to come back, and on our opening concert, we're going to have an all-college All-State orchestra.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to play, I can't tell you, I really want it. It almost slipped out of me.
I told you we were going to try to pry something out of you.
I have a
we were letting you go there.
But let me just tell you that this new theme, Mozart and his musical heirs, means that, and because we have a larger orchestra now, not 40 piece, 65 piece, means that we can move beyond the classical period into the Romantic period. And we can do music of people who were directly influenced by Mozart. And here's the interesting thing. I'll give you this hint. Classical music was not limited in the 17th century to Europe. It was happening in the Americas. Why? Because there were voyages. There was communication, ever be it so slow. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, after a few months, works of Mozart would be introduced in Peru, in Colombia, in the United States and the colonies. And we're actually starting the festival with a piece written in Peru in 1783, which is pre-Mozart because they'd heard Mozart, but early Mozart. Mm-hmm. It is the most fascinating thing. So the whole festival is kind of integrated around this voyage that we begin in Peru. Then we cross the Atlantic Ocean and we spend the week hearing the greatest pieces of music ever written, including some romantic music. But Mozart is in there every time as our rock. And then we end the festival back in the Americas. And I say Americas because it could be North America or South America or both. Mozart was known both places. Mm-hmm. And so we're stretching our wings.
Yeah,
we're a mature festival now. 32 years means you're getting into a mature stage where you can stretch your wings and settle into middle age, maybe I might say, where you've finally gotten through some insecurities and mm-hmm. and you've developed. And I like to think of it that way. We're not what we were.
Yeah. But still taking
now
risks.
But now we're something better.
Yeah.
Because we've grown.
Mm-hmm. And so people can hear a lot more about that tonight.
Yep.
You need to get a ticket for $15
and
at
you can
the
get
door.
You can get a ticket at the door.
And it starts when?
Starts at 5:30. It's not going to be as long as last year. We'll be done at 8.
All right.
We've got this
it's
down
community
now.
Community center again?
Is it the community center mm-hmm. hall? And, I just encourage you to come.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on in Bartlesville. If you saw an editorial in yesterday's paper by Ginger Griffin, he is such a beautiful writer, but he said, this is a great opportunity for a mixer to come meet people in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. If you've never been, just come see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Our showcases for kids are fantastic this year. 90 of them.
90? Wow.
Free. And we have 320 volunteers that make it all possible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great. Looking forward to the announcement, and it all starts with some food and fun and beverages and a presentation by Randy.
Several.
and his exciting video.
But it's going to be really professionally done tonight. We're going to announce who the artist is for the festival, mm-hmm. who's going to be in the gallery, and you are going to be surprised and thrilled. It's a completely different direction.
Randy, you mentioned the showcase events, and I need to emphasize to the listeners again, for those that only see the festival as a concert at Woolla Rock or only mm-hmm. the main events during the evening hours, there are so many things going on that start as early as, I don't know, 8 or 7:30 in the morning and continue all day.
And we have a separate brochure that's especially for kids, just the kids things. And this year, we have an actual passport. It's like a travel passport for kids. They go to an event, it gets stamped. They have their picture in it, and they will have this memory. So each kid that comes gets a passport, a travel passport, mm-hmm. going around visiting everything.
That's a great idea.
There are just a lot of new things this year that we're so excited about, energized about, and very confident about. And I think one of the reasons that we're a finalist in the One Award, frankly,
is
because I
that.
Think the Center for Nonprofits begins to see that we are doing something that they've been trying to get people to do for years, and that is collaborate with other arts organizations. And we're doing that throughout the state. And if you remember when we had our press conference way back in September, the State Arts Council came and made a speech and said that that OK Mozart was their poster child right now for what they've been trying people to get to do. And that is that arts organizations begin to need to cooperate because our resources are too limited.
They're limited we're shrinking a little bit.
We need to
too.
Gather and we need to support each other. And our goal is to do that. We're championing OK Oklahoma artists and particularly Oklahoma musicians.
Wonderful.
Story will continue June 11th, but be there tonight.
That's right. Please, please.
Thank you, Randy. That's great news, and so proud to have you here in Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. And I know you have all kinds of preparations, so we'll say thank you for being here.
Thank you, and have we'll,
thank you for
we'll
the
see
opportunity,
you tonight.
Brad. Mm-hmm. We love you.
Yeah. All right.
we'll hear more starting somewhere around 5:30 tonight. Be there.
That's right. Very exciting announcements coming up. I know everybody will be pleased, I'm sure, with their the performances we have this summer.
It's going to be
artists coming.
Absolutely. Based on the history, based on what you've seen in the past at Ambler Hall or elsewhere around the community. Be
that's
there.
Right. Yeah. And it is a really special organization to be. We've had nonprofits in Bartlesville win the One Award before. Elder Care won a few years ago in a statewide competition. But this is a great honor for OK Mozart to be honored. It's a statewide award. They're one of three finalists in their category. Mm-hmm. And it's really great for Randy and the board and the rest of the over 300 volunteers to be honored for that.
Need to at least mention Paths to Independence, another one of the finalists.
Yep. Okay.
And then also the Osage Nation Ballet.
That's right.
So this area pretty well
represented. Well represented, yeah. And I think that's deserving with all our great nonprofits and our arts organizations and the full spectrum. I mean, that's we talk about it every week on the show about the importance of the community supporting these causes, and you know, that's why we do and have for three generations now at Dungeness Family of Autos. And you know, the events like OK Mozart really wouldn't happen, or we talked about the Price Tower or Paths to Independence or anyone. We do Westside Community Center a few weeks ago, and their events next week. I mean, it goes on and on, right? But our community is rich and richer because of the way the community supports these things, and it is what makes it a great place to live.
It is, and a great place for you to do business and
that's right.
Talk to your customers, interact with your customers, and I, other than when you're here, nearly every time that I visit the dealership for whatever reason, you're there saying hi, shaking somebody's
hand. Been doing a lot of that this week. You may have got a letter from us. We were looking to buy used cars right now. I sent them out, a bunch of letters out to people looking for that, so I've been out talking to people a lot trying to buy their cars. If you have a car that you want to sell, or maybe you're just not sure, come let us take a look at it. We'll make you a cash offer for it. Of course, if you want to drive home in something new, we can do that. A lot of times you can lower your payments on a new vehicle with the great interest rates and rebates we have today. Lots of options for everybody with our red tag sale going on and the used car clearance event that we've got. A couple of exciting things coming up too, since we only have a minute left. I want everybody to know we're going to have our next auction out at Price Road. We're going to rebrand the location eventually as Dungeness Wholesale.
Okay.
And the next auction will be February 27th. We're going to have a bunch of great cars, great value cars that don't qualify for our Q certified program out there, and we'll be auctioning them off again like we did in December. Another exciting thing happening in our part of the world out there is, I think on March 10th, the Quick Trip is expected to open. So if you've been watching behind next door to us there, the third generation Quick Trip is coming up out of the ground, and I know people are wondering what's going on back there.
Well, I was at the city council meeting the night the zoning items were all approved, and everybody was kind of excited about it because this is something different. I think there's only one other area Quick Trip that's like this one.
Yeah, no, it's really going to be great. I mean, the Quick Trip is so busy anyway. anyway, and I'm not trying to promote Quick Trip versus anybody else out there. But I just know that everybody knows they're next door to us. They're excited about that opening, so it looks like to be early March.
Okay, Dungis Family of Autos or DungisChoice.com. Check it out on the web.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Brad. And be there tonight, 5:30 at the Bartlesville Community Center. Tickets are available, $15, okmozart.com. Not feeling well? Visit Bartlesville Urgent Care, next to Aspen Dental. This is AM 1400, KWON Bartlesville, and K227.